flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item number 3, public comments and announcements. Do we have any public comments right now?
Jailbreak was this weekend and looked like it was a really good event. It looked like there was lots of people on the island. Can't really say it was because of Jailbreak, but I hope so. It was a good weekend for everybody.
Yeah, I had some people that came in that had done it. And they said it was their first time, and they were very impressed.
Good. I also had a question about the Kite Fest emails and stuff. Did you guys get that together? I meant to send that email. I'm sorry. Do you have that? The Kite Fest emails that we were asking for last time?
Yeah, no, right now we can't have discussion. It's just comments. But yes, we shall address it. Okay, and another public comment. Out of the 4-2, the approval of post-event reports, I'm pulling Fool's Run. That event was not actually funded by us, so it has to be approved by CBBA. And South Padre Island Crawfish Festival, we're pulling it from the consent agenda for next meeting, pending some information that has been requested. So we're going to go on to approve consent agenda for 1, approve the meeting minutes for the regular meeting, make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're going to move to agenda item 4-2, post-event reports for South Padre Island Sprint Triathlon only on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve that? On the consent agenda, it's South Padre Island Sprint Triathlon.
To approve the post-event report?
Yes.
Yeah. I second. All right. I make a motion to approve the.
I have a motion to approve. I need a. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we're going to move on to regular agenda 5-1, discussion and possible action to approve funding requests for SPI Wahoo Classic in September 2025.
Yes, we do have the 8th annual SPI Wahoo Classic happening September 6th through the 8th, 2025. They are requesting $10,000 in marketing, and we do have Dave and Diana to answer any questions.
I can't believe this is the 10th time I've stood here. You know, this tournament started with just a dream, you know, one time at Tom and Jerry's over a glass of wine, and here 10 years later, you know, it's been pretty successful. It's considered to be one of the most popular, at least, offshore tournaments that we have in South Texas. So, this board has been, over the years, extremely helpful, both in the beginning for, you know, our seed money to get started, and then support money for many years. And it's been a fantastic help. The community has been just great through Diane and Susan's efforts. They have contributed cash. They have contributed many things as far as gifts. And anyway, the tournament is doing well and growing each year. This past year, the weather bit us a little bit because we had 7-foot seas on the day we were supposed to go offshore, and not too many brave anglers want to do that. So we had to do it the following week, which cost us maybe 10 boats. We still had around 40 boats, but it hurt us a little bit because of that weather. But we're here again. We would like to, one thing that we just want to mention, that our tournament, we contribute each year to the RG Reef. Through the membership and the organization of the tournament. Let's see. We're curious on, and I don't know who can help us on this, about the fads that are being placed out there, because those fads are what really will make our tournament even more successful. You know, the reef is wonderful and it produces a tremendous lot of fish, but wahoo are deeper fish. So these fads, and so whatever information we can learn or somebody can help us with, or how we can support those fads, we're very much in favor of doing so. The other is the possibility of a deep water marina. You know, if we get a deep water marina, we're going to get a lot more boats. People are going to come, and bigger, more class, very classy boats will turn up at that, and that'll just only help our tournament, because they're going to be fishing. They're going to be fishing boats of that style. So we're looking forward to being helpful as we could on that, putting any input that we can give you as anglers towards that. We can.
I think it would be awesome if you guys could get some video of the fads while you guys are out there, because really you and Tift would be our first offshore tournament with the fads in place.
What is a fad?
It's a fish aggravating device. It, like, creates fish, but they're closer to shore.
They sink a big container.
I was thinking it was a trend about something I didn't know about.
Oh, it's really cool. They put a lot of money into it. Texas did, too.
When you have a buoy out there, it attracts little fish.
Okay.
It attracts bigger fish. Which finally, they're our size.
Okay.
And so it's the progression of size that matters, and we benefit from anything floating out there, particularly something anchored as permanently as the fads will be.
Thank you.
We're kind of open for questions. We're here.
How many boats, what's the most amount of boats you guys have ever had in Wahoo?
46. Diane, she's got all the numbers with us. So what we did an accumulation of all the boats we've had since day one. And Diane's got those numbers.
We've had 119 boats since, not all of them every year, but 119 different boats since we started in 2016. And our average is right around 45 boats every year, give or take some. Our goal has always been 50 plus, and there's always some that have issues, breakdowns, so they can't be there. But all of our boats are bigger boats. We average around 190 to 210 anglers in each year's tournament, which means those family members and children and spouses are eating, drinking, shopping for the weekend while the fishing is going on. And y'all are welcome to come see. I mean, from Friday night until Sunday, it's at Jim's Pier. And I think you could see what we do and how much fun it is.
What it's about. I have a question for you guys. So last year, well, I know you requested 5. I'm guessing we gave you 4,000, and now you're requesting 10,000. What are we planning on doing different this year, previous to other years? What would that $6,000 difference do in case awarded?
Prices of everything have gone up, as I'm sure you're all aware. Our shirts, the buckets, the advertising, the posters.
Website.
Our website.
Increased cost, basically.
And trying to reach out further to get more boats. We have boats that come from places other than just here. The whole Rio Grande Valley, we've had some from San Antonio and Dallas, Rockport, Port Mansfield. But in order to get more of those, we need to do a bit more different types of advertising. Just general costs for everything that we have found have gone up much more than we thought this year.
So I guess my question is that 15 hotel rooms were used last year, so you've actually gone down in the usage of hotels from the previous years. But now you want more money. Where do your main marketing things go to? What do you push the most? So, like, is it website, or is it?
The website is the most, has become the tool, that we use today. I mean, We didn't find magazine. The first few years we tried magazines and some newspapers, and that's kind of old-fashioned, I guess. They just didn't seem that we could produce anything, and they were fairly expensive. The website and the word of mouth of anglers is where we mainly get. You know, we don't produce a heck of a lot of beds. There's no question about that, and we understand, you know, where what you're about. But we do produce a lot of island business on that, you know,
right,
on that weekend.
Well, the thing that I'm also concerned of, because it says for print $8,000. What are we printing?
Our CFO unfortunately couldn't make it today, so we're if anything we can't answer, we'll get right back to you.
I'm assuming that would have been the
I'm
shirts.
Gonna guess they're probably talking about shirts and promotional
buckets.
Items.
The buckets, the stickers.
Yes. This kind of printing, but T-shirts,
yes.
Not like giveaway,
not like yes. paper printing, like your
yeah, not paper, no paper printing. That would have been all, and that's done. We always use local establishments to do every bit of work we can. Our insurances, so we don't go off island for anything that that exists on the island when it comes to spending money.
And I did want to say we do offer a room rate. But a lot of the boats, the big boats, they stay on their boats. They don't eat and drink on their boats and shop that they do on the island. But a lot of them or they own condos here. So
each year we get a few more. These offshore boats now are becoming outboards and being able to be put on a trailer and towed behind pickup trucks. We see more and more each year. And we're talking small numbers from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 of these style boats, and they're coming from obviously away. Now that's where your 15 or 20, rooms end up is the people that trailer in here. People's got a 55 foot, you know, Bertram have a pretty nice place to stay.
But they also have money to spend.
Bigger boats.
Those are the types of places that you need to be surveying and recording. So you know cost per hotel or condo stay would mean that we're receiving more tax money for that, right?
Right.
So that would help in your benefit. I mean, no doubt your event attracts a really great demographic,
yes.
Right?
We
definitely welcome that. The economic impact is no doubt, you know, following that demographic. And I think you have a niche tournament, right? You're right in between the center console and the offshore boat, right? Either or, either of those boats can compete.
Exactly.
One of our winners was Doug Duncan, who's a local guide, was out in his Dargle and won 5 or 6 years ago Blackfin, you know, by himself in an outboard. But it was one of those super calm days. But most of the time we're in the smallest boats is a 20, 25 foot twin outboard, and the largest boats are 70 and 80 foot Bertrams and other luxury yachts.
Well, those are, you know, those are amazing facts to point out. And like you had mentioned also, Diana, you know, a lot of people are staying on their boats, right?
Yes.
So with 25 room nights, can you do marketing elsewhere so it's not so local? I mean, we love the tournament. Locals compete in it. They love it. I mean, obviously the prize money is written out. You have Calcutta and things, and, you know, there's definitely incentives. Mm-hmm. But how can you grow your events?
It
grows.
It goes by itself through word of mouth. You get one traveling boat that came in from Corpus Christi. He's got anglers friends, and they tell him about it. And so it grows slowly, that particular end. There's no one magazine. There's no one TV show. There's nothing that, you know, is going to have, you know, a herd of boats, come flying across the bridge
Well, that's not true. I mean, I have to disagree with that. I think that anytime you can get the word out on anything, it will attract people that didn't know about it before in other venues.
And we do word of mouth. We do some advertising in the newspapers, and there's a fishing magazine that's more national. They put our tournament in there as well and post the winnings.
I know that we have like the local fishing show on Channel 4.
Yes.
Fred, good guy.
Yeah. I mean, even if you did something to promote this just, with him? It would still get the word out there. I'm just saying that there's
just
a way
my
so
5 cents.
We could get more people in for it.
Yeah, my 5 cents here. I know you guys are known because you do really nice buckets.
Yes.
Our buckets with your name on it.
It's like really, yes. Really nice. So we're talking about like one of the better ones from the fishing tournament.
Yes.
And I'm looking at your P&L, and yes, $8,000 are for Arctic and deep water coolers, tournament buckets, slacks, shirts. So just as a suggestion, because my job is not to tell anybody how to run their event, but as a suggestion, maybe a little bit downsize on the buckets and put a little bit of that money into marketing, like actual social media or something, see if we can grow on the room nights, because as everybody has stated, I mean, we love the event, but we need to find a way to grow it room night-wise, because right. That is mainly our job. Mm-hmm. Would want to hear staff recommendation and comments on this?
Recognizing the community's need for a deep water marina, our intent is to draw larger boats, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have larger boats and the ability to dock them, right? I'm less concerned about room night generation with this event versus the ability to attract larger boats from Port Aransas and et cetera to come down here. There's only two tournaments that we have, TIFT and you guys offshore. It's a great community event. It's been here for many years. I'd love to see the ability to grow, and I agree. I think there's certain channels where you can market successfully. So staff recommends 8,000. I think that's a good place for right now. And let's see if we could get this a little bit more participation when it comes to larger boats. And let's see where we land with that, especially in, I think I agree with you, in the social compartment. I think a lot can be done as well. So staff recommends 8,000 for marketing purposes only.
I think it's a great tournament. I think we need to push the big boat tournaments more. And I think with the fads and everything being out there, this is like a test run this particular year, in general. And I think if we really play into that, use that for your social with the boats fishing off of it, because, I mean, it's a big, big thing for Texas right now with those fads. And I think it's going to do great. So, I mean.
When those fads have been there a year and they're producing the kind of fish that we all of us anglers have been in.
And you don't have to go half the distance. You can go half the distance, which is really.
There's one that's been off of Port Aransas for quite a few years. And anglers from all over the coast just migrate to that spot because 100%. The fish are there.
And you save money on gas and you don't have to go out. Maybe they'll come back this year. Maybe they won't stay out all night because they don't have to go as far, which is something we could think about for rooms as well. You know, maybe they won't stay out all night. Cause
and the good thing is
catch
that
those fish early in that tournament and not have to go 100 miles offshore.
Yes.
You know?
A good point about the fads is that most captains guard their spots religiously and they don't share them. But the fads, it's common.
Public.
It's
public.
Public knowledge.
We know
so
where they are, yeah.
Everybody can come and know. There's. Yeah. It's like where the Cowboy used to be.
Yeah, and if you want to find more information, a good person, a good reference is Daniel Bryant.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so with staff recommendation and everything, I mean, I agree we have to grow it, but we have to find the right way to grow it, but we also have to be a little bit conscious on the amount that we can do. I am thinking I'm going to make a motion to approve, and it's going to be kind of fun. I'm going to do 4,000 marketing as usual, and I'm going to add on $2,000 to be used strictly for social media. That way we can actually invest those 2,000 in something that might help grow. So your $4,000 that we usually give you, but an extra $2,000, but to be used for social media purposes only.
Okay.
Can we do that? Like limited to what it can be used?
I guess so. I mean, we've done it in the past, yes.
I mean, the way I see it, the $4,000 is more than plenty for the amount of room nights, but if we really want to invest in growing it, then we have to find something. But I feel that it has to be invested in something.
That's a great idea.
That would
yes.
So that's going to be my motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, now we can discuss.
I like that idea very much. I mean, it's a neat event, and to do the social media won't be hard. just, you know, it takes, you know, first steps. You can put something on Facebook and then boost the post, that kind of stuff. So there's ways to use social media to your advantage, but also social media also includes podcasts and
Instagram,
other things.
Instagram, TikTok,
all the fun.
We do Facebook now in the boosts. We don't do, and we have Twitter and Instagram, I believe. But
probably, like, what I would do is get with the CBB staff. They pretty much know this by heart.
Okay.
By heart, and or ask. It's just basically running a campaign, ad campaign, targets. You do your geofencing, where you want to run the campaign, who do you want to address, and I think $2,000 will get you plenty of views to see how much of an impact that can do and help bring in different boats. I mean, like I said, I love the event. I've been seeing you for your 10 years, probably half of that, here in this committee, and it's a nice event. It's a good local event and everything. We just have to grow it to where the points where the room nights make sense with the...
Right. Mm-hmm. With the only way that's going to occur is with drive-up boats. And so whatever direction the marketing takes, it can't be directed at 50-foot headers. It has to be directed at the guy that's pulling it with
the... Well, that's up to you. What we're trying to do is get, but we could get more people to come to even watch. They don't have to participate in it, and they can they'll stay the weekend.
I get what he's saying. We can't, unfortunately, because we don't have
anywhere for them to put their boats. We don't have.
We have to attract a certain niche of boats, like a size that's big enough to go offshore, but not big enough that they don't fit.
We can't have.
Chairman, in order to find our destination having a deep water marina, we have to show justification. So events like this are going to draw larger boats.
That is
keep
correct.
In mind that these are larger boats. They're normally staying on the boats. So you're not going to see room night generation, a major bump there. You're going to see indirect spending, visitor spend here on the island, fuel, food, et cetera, but you're not going to see a major jump in room night generation. But the fact is, what I'm trying to illustrate here is that the need and recognizing the community need for a deep water marina, is we just need to show support that we have the ability to attract larger boats, and this is one avenue to get us there.
Absolutely.
Okay. I have a question for you, Blake, because this is not my area of specialty. Is $2,000 good enough for a marketing campaign on social media for the event, or do you think it would fall short?
Again, staff recommends $8,000, so I'd bump it up two more.
About $2,000 going specifically towards deep water, offshore boats advertising.
But how do you define that? Yeah. Like, how can you... I mean, I can say social media because that's easy to...
I mean,
because
you can tie in a slogan like, you know, I don't know, South Padre Island, where your offshore needs meet a great paradise, making it up. But you can cross-promote the event with a really good SPI brand for bringing in that marketing campaign.
But I think we're putting the cart before the horse. It's like basically what they're saying, because we don't have... for these really big boats anywhere to go. So we're really putting the cart before the horse. We need to grow the tournaments, and then when we grow the tournaments, we can grow the deep water marinas.
Well,
we can
justify the need for a...
You're not going to see a 50-foot header sitting on the side of the road on a boat trailer. It's just not going to happen, you know. So they have to be able to have somewhere to put their boats in the water right away when they get here. You know, it's just that's the world that...
And a lot...
Eventually your tournament will get to, you know what I mean, where these... But...
And a lot of the big boats owners also own condos on the island, and hopefully that brings.
And I also know that they do a lot of due diligence going door to door, getting donations. So this, you know, they're not just resting on us. They do a very good job at that. So
yes.
Okay. I am going to, because I see every point of view right now, I'm going to amend my motion for $3,000. So $4,000 plus $3,000 in social media. So that's closer to what staff is recommending. I think $3,000 is plenty. I would very much like to see the analytics on those $3,000 once we use them. How interactions, because Blake is right, we're not going to be able to see room night spike just yet, but I want to see how that campaign and the interest on that. So I will amend my motion for 4,000, marketing 3,000 for social media marketing. Would you amend your second?
I will amend my second.
Okay.
To amend your
second. So I'm going to submit it to a vote. $4,000 in marketing plus $3,000 in social media. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We keep good records. We'll show you next
I know
year
you will. I'm more interested in seeing the impact because the impact is not going to be seen
it's
in room nights right away.
Right.
But I get it that it's a long-term investment in trying to bring those bigger boats in and justifying a marina.
And more. Yeah.
Well. Do you guys do any like videos while you're out there? Does anybody take any drones or anything?
We have asked.
I really think that's something you should really definitely try to spend some money on because we would all, we can't go out there. I don't have a boat that can go out there. So I would love to see some video of you guys out there fishing and like I said,
in
the
action.
Fads and the boat, the fish coming
that.
In and all
yeah.
that stuff.
We'll try
we
that.
See the bay because we can look on the bay and we can see it, but we cannot yeah. see what you guys are doing 50 miles offshore. Yeah. So if you guys could get some footage, I think that would definitely benefit your case going forward and what you guys are doing
that's
and the size
idea.
Of these boats. And, you know, it's a cool thing. These tournaments are awesome. You're not bringing in a 20-inch red. You're bringing in, you know, these big
a
fish. We want to see that, and we can't see that if you guys don't put that out there.
Yeah. We can do that. Our CFO is a drone photographer, so he'll love the opportunity.
There's a lot of drone people on the island. You know, you know who you can reach out to, but I think that would definitely help you get more money from us or just in more footage in general for social and future.
Better content
yes.
to post on
yes.
social media.
Yes.
After 10 years, we thank you very much.
Yes.
You helped us get started and you're keeping us going too.
And we shall be trying
to
help
you
as much as we can.
Year. We look forward to your videos next
thank
year.
Thank you. And please come that weekend and check us out at Jim's Pier. It's
plenty
it's
of
fun.
Wahoo.
I'm always looking right across the fence. I'm always there. So.
Thank you very much.
You're working.
You're on the green
side. Oh, there's you on the green side.
There's my smoking area. Literally, it's my smoking area. So we're going to move on to regular agenda 5.2, discussion and possible action to approve the funding request for South Padre Island Triathlon. Mr. Rios.
Yes, we do have the SPI Triathlon happening September 28, 2025 at the Green Gyms Pier, and they are requesting $10,000 in marketing. And we do have Karen to answer any questions.
Thank you. Back again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did y'all receive the updated marketing thing? Okay. Do you have a chance to look at that and have any questions about it? We're excited about hosting the state championships. This year it'll be not just 18 and over, but we have a high school division as well. And those state championships are hopefully going to bring a lot more notoriety to our event. I'll let you read the update.
Karen, I know your event brings in a lot of serious competitors. And there's
yes.
people that travel around the nation, specifically attending the triathlons and it's a qualifier. So no doubt you're going to have you know people attending and traveling from all over. So the you know your room block. So you haven't done that yet. Not the end of the world. That can easily be resolved. But why is it that with so many people that come to your events, you are only reporting so little hotel rooms?
A lot of the same reasons. They stay in condos. We have...
So, but are you not reporting the condos? Or
yes,
are they...
Are, but we don't report it in... I thought you wanted hotel rooms. So we have a survey...
I think that is a misconception.
They own the condo. It's not reportable, but like if they're renting it,
if they're paying HOT tax, then it is reportable.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm going to have to revise the question because on our survey, which is now embedded in the registration, it says hotel, non-hotel, like Airbnb, da 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 da, and then it says condo.
Yeah, any rental place that collects the occupancy tax is eligible for.
Okay, then I would say that those room nights that from our last event, the information I provided, the spreadsheet, then probably 95% of the people who said they're staying on the island stayed in a rental thing, whatever it was.
I was going to say, for 175 people participating, 112 hotel rooms used is very good percentage. I mean, that's a lot of people using hotel. I mean, it's a small amount in theory, but in your event size, it's not bad for hotel rooms.
Most people stay at least one night, even if they live in Hidalgo County. I mean, some of them drive in, but we have people from all over the state and different states.
Yeah, you're right. I was looking at the wrong one. But my notes do say that you do have a, you know, obviously very high room night, so that is great. But even better if you can include the condo and the Airbnbs and all of the.
I will do that next time.
Be left out of reporting.
Yeah, and it's on the spreadsheet that is provided with my post report, but it's just the questions on the application say hotel. So I only answered that because I thought, well, the hotels.
Do we have a packet pickup the day before? Is it on the same day? How does that work?
It is the day before, and so we have that at Jim's Pier while we're setting up the transition area and putting out buoys and all of that. So they come in the night before. During this race, we're going to have they can come the morning of and pick up their packet. And that's for people running late and they're going to drive in the day of. We're going to change that to, we're going to charge a fee if anyone's going to pick up a packet late. And because it's USA Triathlon, they have to pick up their own packet. They can't say, go pick up my packet, go pick up my packet. We have to see ID, we have to see their number, so no one else is racing for them. So in order for our staff to be ready in the morning, we don't need three people dedicated to late packet pickup. We need those volunteers somewhere else. So little changes we're learning along the way. So making just improvements in our processes. So
you also have a new website, right? Is it the same as last time?
It is this. So we have a registration website.
Okay.
And then we have the Facebook page. We have the state championships through USAT. So we have various. We don't have a dedicated. Here's our website for this triathlon.
Okay.
No, but it's in different venues.
Good.
Karen, what's the methodology for surveying your participants?
So this year, we put the questions in the registration form. So they can't register online until they fill out those questions. So we kind of combine those questions into maybe five or six important questions: how much they spend on meals, how many nights they stayed, where they stayed, which now I know I'll put the other stuff in there too. So we do an average of, you know, let's say there were 100, yes, I stayed two nights, and I stayed one night, and I whatever. We do an average of 1.5 or 1.7 nights on average for each participant. Kind of come out just doing the math.
Blake, what's your recommendation, staff recommendation for this?
How you doing, Karen?
Oh, good.
Good. All right, so looks like we went up 8 rooms from last year. That's great, but I guess there's some confusion on how to report that.
Yes.
Which we are going to fix, right?
Yeah, after all these years.
Yeah. Looks like for the past couple of years, we've funded this event $4,000. Can't get there with the 10. Staff recommends $5,000. For marketing purposes only, and let's see a major increase in room night generation as a result.
All right. Well, I have changed some marketing strategies just to try to get it out there. Hopefully, we can get that done with it, but that's why we're asking for more, obviously, and we're marketing to a larger population, including high school and trying to get those qualifiers down here. So,
and correct me if I'm wrong. Did we isolate some monies just for the for Mexico?
We didn't isolate, but we do have three contacts in Mexico now in Monterrey that we do communicate with and send via
That's good.
Social media. Yeah. And we have our email lists and all those things.
Okay, do I have a motion for anybody?
So I have a motion for to go ahead and approve the $5,000 for marketing purposes only.
Do I have a second?
I second.
I have a second. We're in discussion. I do agree. $1,000 is not going to kill anybody. Let's just see how that affects, or if it does. If it does increase the room numbers, now that you know about the reporting, that it can be this and that, that should help you. That it doesn't have to be a hotel per se. The analytics of the marketing, I mean, I saw the marketing, it looks good. I mean, it does look different than last year, so we'll see how.
I know that she's going to be able to accomplish half of that list without more money.
I think the mailings are going to be out the window if we don't have a little more money.
And I know she has a strong event. I mean, she has, it's a Texas, I mean, it's a sanctioned event, and it's a qualifier. It's guaranteed to have people here. I just feel like it's really difficult to grow events without the money.
Well, I just added all the stuff up, and it would be $6,350 to do everything that's on this list.
And then you take the mailers out.
Well, also, we have to consider that this is sponsorship to help, but they also can look for sponsorships outside.
Right. Sponsorships.
I know. What I mean is, like, we can supplement whatever whatever we need with the outside sponsorships as well. I mean, so everything on the list is 6,300, so that's 1,300. Have you reached out to local businesses?
I counted 9,200.
Well, maybe she skipped something.
Anything that would have to do with marketing, I added up.
Okay.
It'd be 6,350. Anything that we could consider marketing would be 6,350.
Okay, well.
What's on here that wouldn't be considered marketing? All marketing.
Yeah, I added 800. Yeah, I did all that. Anything that.
Did you add like this one? 300, 600? Mm-hmm. Or this one?
Well, regardless.
Yeah.
We do have a motion for $5,000 for strictly marketing purposes. And. Submitted to a vote. All in favor of $5,000 for marketing purposes?
We can go a little more.
Could we do more?
I think we can go a little more. And like I said, it's 65% of it without her condos and everything. 65% of the people that are coming to the event are staying in a hotel. That's quite big. I think. I mean, it's a small event, but so on. If it was on a bigger scale, I think we would feel it more. But she's got to start somewhere. I think we do a little more.
So I will amend my...
Personally.
Well, hold on.
Or should we wait and get the condos, and we can do this again at another time if she wants to maybe do that, if that's...
I don't think we're time frame-wise. Anyway, motion dies. We're back to another motion. If anybody wants to make another motion...
I'll amend my. I'm going to make a new motion for $6,500.
I will second
for
that.
Marketing purposes.
I'll second
only.
That. That's exactly what I added up on here too. So this would take care of your entire list.
Okay.
With that, so okay. I would second that.
Okay, so we have a motion for $6,500 for marketing purposes, and all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All against me.
Thank you.
I was playing with 5,000.
Thank you.
Motion carries. 4-1. It's fine. I don't have to agree with y'all.
It doesn't happen all the time.
Discussion and possible action to approve funding requests for Ride for Rotary.
Yes, we have the Ride for Rotary happening October 5th, 2025. It'll be ending at Louie's Backyard. They are requesting $3,000 in marketing, and we do have Robert Hibian and Diana Sosa to answer any questions.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Welcome again. How are you doing?
My apologies for not being here last month. It was unavoidable, but we're here this month, and we really appreciate the help we get from you guys. So we're back.
Short and sweet.
Some more.
What is the difference this year from last year, and what is the extra $500 going to do if awarded?
First of all, let me introduce Danielle Sosa. She's our club president this year. She's going to be doing most of the speaking because she's got a PowerPoint she put together.
There you go.
And Joyce Vasquez is our person who's been in charge of putting the Ride for Rotary together. So I'm going to step back because if not, I'm going to lose my voice before too long.
Okay. Don't you worry about it, Robert. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Daniela Sosa. I'm the proud president of our historic Brownsville Rotary Club. With me, I have Joyce Vasquez. She was actually the chair for our Ride for Rotary last year, and she's our president-elect. So, in front of you, I have a post-event report for our 2024 Ride for Rotary. Okay, so first of all, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks to the City of South Padre Island Convention and Visitors Bureau for their generous support of our Ride for Rotary 2024 cycling fundraiser. Your partnership was instrumental in bringing this event to life and highlighting the spirit of community that makes South Padre Island so special. This year's Ride for Rotary wasn't just about miles, it was about mission. With your help, we advanced vital community projects, created meaningful internship opportunities for local students, and supported initiatives that leave a lasting positive impact. Together, we brought the Rotary motto, service above self, into motion, literally and figuratively. So, our event always happens the first Sunday of October. So it was on October 6, 2024. It started at the Brownsville Event Center and it finished at the South Padre Island Louie's Backyard.
Yes, so we do have two routes, right? So you do begin at the Brownsville Event Center. We have a short route of 25 miles and a longer route of 33. They do go through different cities, so we do use a lot of support from different law enforcement agencies, and thankfully we had support from Brownsville Police Department, Los Fresnos, Laguna Vista, Port Isabel, and of course South Padre Island.
Yes, thank you, Joyce. So for our marketing, we did marketing on Facebook. We did in-person marketing. We passed flyers out. We attended farmers markets, city events. Every time we would receive a sponsorship check, we would make sure to take that opportunity and really highlight the upcoming ride and also our sponsor's contribution.
So this is something that we did different this year, right? Marketing, always want to go above and beyond, right, to get the maximum amount of support from the community, and not only from local, but all the other cities that we were aiming for, Austin, Corpus, Monterrey. So every time that we did do our socials, we pushed it to the max, right? Obviously this year we're going to go a little harder, but we got so much support that we already got somebody calling us that they want to be a social media sponsor. So I'm like, okay, something worked last year, right? So that's always good news. And if you look around, we did meet up with different hotels, like Isla Grande. We got so many raffle prizes. If you can see the raffle prizes, we got Isla Grande, we got Margaritaville, Holiday Inn Resort. They each donated a two-night stay, Breakaway Cruises, Yummy's Bistro, and Great Bank Cafe. So again, we are extremely grateful to the SPI community because it just helped highlight it. And again, we want to push people to come down to the island, to come down to the South Texas. So this is what we did when it comes to our marketing.
Thank you, Joyce. Joyce did a wonderful job leading all of our marketing for our Ride for Rotary committee. So our efforts with the $2,500 we received from this committee last year, this is what we did. We spent $180 in printing, $1,803 on social media, and other digital advertising, $400. We also received significant support for marketing with over $800 in in-kind contributions. This included printed poster boards, flyers, raffle book tickets, flyer design, and TV coverage.
So in TV coverage, we did come on a KVO, and we were able to give info on our ride on how we did an impact on community, and of course, where it takes place and where it ends. So that is the highlight of this ride. Everybody wants to cross that causeway to see the scenic SPI, right? So that's our pushing. That mm-hmm. is our goal to get across, right, to get the message across.
So we had some exclusive hotel partners, Comfort Inn, Ramada, Windwater, Super 8, Suites at Sun Chase, Best Western, and Margaritaville. And how Joyce already mentioned, we had promotional partners. These were those raffle items, those giveaways. So
we also had local, like Footworks, Perry's Pizzeria, and we had our local, like, Bicycle World. All of those came to the island, and we gave them free meals at Louis. So also pushing, besides our riders, we had volunteers. We pushed any vendors that were interested, and all that was invited, right, on our behalf.
And all of our promotional material did have the SPI logo. So we would not only promote our partners, but also SPI and all of our materials. So total number of riders this year's or last year's ride was 367 riders. The year before was 250. So we did have an increase in number of riders. And we're proud to say that 23% of the riders were from other cities and 29%, of riders were from other cities and counties. Now, total room nights for this event were 76. We did have an increase of six, and this includes hotels, condos, and Airbnbs.
So something that we want to do a little different this last year. So I did come on board in the summer, so I didn't give enough time to push the hotels enough. So right now, I'm already in contact with Ride Visitors and Convention, with Mariana. We're trying to get those rates that they're offering so we can push it. And this will be a weekly campaign, right, just to get more stays on the island. And we're also trying to see if we can do a possible packet pickup or something to get them here, right? And so that's something different that we do want to do this year.
So outreach and engagement, we had an email campaign, we had go targeted ads, our Facebook reach was 74,660, our Facebook leads were 178, and our Facebook responses were 140, and how Joyce had previously mentioned, we did get some airtime on the news. So now, looking back with pride and ahead with excitement, we do believe that we had a very successful ride in 2024. We increased the number of participants, we had minimal safety incidents, and we had higher rider satisfaction. Our riders loved the experience, and many have already said they're excited to return this year.
Yeah, so thankfully, safety incidents were at a zero. We have a great partnership with Exceptional ER, so we did have a nurse on site just in case, and of course, we did let EMS know just in case of something, but everyone was aware of the wait in case something were to happen. And we did have SAC support from Bicycle World and JT Cycling.
Perfect.
Fantastic numbers, thank you. Last year we funded 2,500, correct? And you're asking for an additional 500 in marketing. Staff recommends 3,000 marketing purposes only.
Let me commend you ladies too, because this was a very, you have all the information, very professional.
Very detailed.
It just makes our lives that much easier. So I do want to commend you on that. That's great.
I do love it. It's growing.
I have no questions.
Well, I've known this event and Robert for a long time. He's been coming. I think it's a good event. It brings in a good crowd. It's a family-friendly event.
You would think after 33 miles, people would be crashing at these hotels just to take a nap.
It is very inclusive. They actually do market a lot to Mexico. I know that for a fact. So we get like a little international community. Question, does Brownsville sponsor you at all for this?
We only reach out to you all because since we don't do too many events to bring heads to rooms in Brownsville, we just push the SPI part.
Well, you should probably hit up the EDC over there and tell them to sponsor. Okay. Not that I care, but I'm just saying they should.
Thank you.
Tell them not to be stingy.
Oh, excuse me. We do get assistance from the police department in Brownsville.
Good, that's the least they can do for you guys. Make a motion to approve $3,000 for marketing. Do I have a second?
I second.
Have a second. Any other discussion?
Thank you.
Also asking for the SPI event fee to be waived.
What?
The SPI event fee be waived. What is that, like $250?
The $250 application, but that one's taken care of.
I mean, that's irrelevant, yeah. Okay, so I have a motion to approve $3,000 for marketing. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
See you next year.
Have a good ride.
Thank you.
And move on to agenda item 5.4, discussion and possible action to approve funding request for 6th annual South Padre Island Half Marathon weekend in November 2025. That was a long.
Yes. We
make sure, we got 10 minutes left for 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
We do have the SPI Half Marathon happening November 7th through the 9th, 2025 at East Abdonka Park, and they are requesting $25,000 in marketing. We do have Rob here to answer any questions.
Okay. Can I show you guys the video real quick?
Of course.
Fire away. So someone's got that on file. We'll be right back. There you go. So just a few quick facts about our event. Well, first of all, thank you for your support in the past. We started 6 years ago. I was in this spot 6 years ago, scared to death to come talk to you guys. And we started with 250 runners the first year. And we're expecting 2,000 this year. So we're very excited about that. A little bit nervous, because that'll be our biggest run we've ever done. We've built it into, we do our own timing now. We self-time. A couple of new things that we've added, just so you know, is some technology things. When the runners cross the finish line, they now get a text that tells them their time and where they placed. So, and as far as I know, we're the only ones in the area doing that. It's just a feature that we have to pay extra for with our timing system, but we think it's worth it because runners like it. I mean, as soon as they cross, they all have their watch on and they get a notification that of their time and their place. Just a couple of little facts here that I thought you would find interesting. We had runners from 18 different states last year, 18. Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Texas. And just so you know, in Texas alone, I put them in alphabetical order and counted one day when I'm a teacher and I was sitting in the hall during testing and was really bored. And we had 160 different cities from Texas that participated in the event. Just a little show and tell for you. We pride ourselves in our opinion, of course, is we have the best medals and the best shirts and the best swag. So I wanted you to see the medals from last year.
Not that, I don't want to hurry you up, but we have to kind of get it moving.
Yeah.
Like, what is staff recommendation on this? What are we looking at? It is a very nice medal.
That's an impressive medal, and I also love the fact that you have the immediate status when you cross the finish line. That's a really cool feature.
The runners like it.
Yeah. You put on a real professional show, an event. I love to see your numbers increase year after year, especially the room night generation. I think last year, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we landed around 1,100 room nights, right? Participation grows every year. It's well run. There's like 971 cities in Texas, so maybe we can get all 971 represented by next year.
We'll work on that.
All right, sweet. And a lot of what I've noticed, a lot of Mexican nationals participate as well. And we allocated some money just for Mexico, right?
Yes, sir. And we spent it and they came.
All right, excellent. So I'd love to see, I think we funded you 11,000 last year. I'd like to see an increase for this year of 3,000, 2,000 being allocated to the Mexican market. And the rest into marketing purposes only for this year. Let's see if we can grow that 1,100 rooms. I don't mind increasing 3,000 for the amount of rooms that are generated with Rob's event.
It's going to be 14.
14.
With 2,000 allocated towards Mexico.
Specifically for how much do you spend right now geared toward Mexican market, more or less on social media?
I believe it was the same amount last
1,000,
year.
I believe, yeah.
How much? 1,000.
1,000. Okay.
So.
What do you spend it on?
Mostly social media.
Okay. Social media targeting.
Yes. Mexico. And so.
Monterey, I'm assuming.
Northern Mexico, yeah, probably. Yeah.
If it's not geared towards that, we do, you know, I could specify I want to target runners or people interested in physical fitness. You know, if I'm doing a Texas marketing just for Texas, it's always Texas with running, physical fitness, half marathon, 5K. I always specify those things. If it's local, I don't specify as much because I still want to get the new runners who aren't always searching on their website for running or whatever. So I'm trying not to exclude people who may not be running yet, but I do want to encourage those people who are big into running that this is a place you want to come. And
what's your methodology for recruiting your room night statistics?
It's all front loaded on the registration website.
Okay.
Rob, I agree with what Blake said. We do like it that it's growing and everything, and we will invest a little bit more on it, work on sponsorships, because it's going to get to a point where I would like for you to ask for less and do more.
Yes.
But with sponsorships, not only with seed money. Right now, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time for discussion, but I am going to agree with doing $11,000 for marketing. I'm going to make a motion to approve $11,000 for marketing purposes and $3,000 dedicated for the northern, well, for Mexican market and social media advertising. So out of the total $14,000 marketing, $3,000 dedicated for Mexican market. And that's going to be my motion. Do I have a second?
A second.
I have a second. Anybody have anything to add?
Rob, does that do, I'd love to see more dollars allocated to the Mexican market, but that additional three in funding right now for Mexico, does that put you in? I really want to see all 971 cities be involved with your event. If we went down to two for Mexico and an additional 1,000 for other marketing purposes, would that put you in a better position for success?
I would say, for me, if we were going to do 14 total, I think it would be better to do 12 and 2. 12 marketing and then 2 specified for Mexico.
For Mexico, I agree.
Would be increasing.
12,000 for marketing.
But that would be only increasing $1,000 in the Mexican market. Is that fine?
Yes, that's fine.
Because he already did 1,000, so that would only be increasing 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll amend my motion for 12,000 in marketing and 2,000 for the Mexican market only.
And I will amend my motion and
second.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Just a second.
Fine. So we have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All against?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks, Rob.
And next meeting date.
Tuesday, June 17th at 2 p.m.
Tuesday, June 17th at 2 p.m. Okay. Sounds good. Meeting adjourned. Thank you. That they're kicking us out or anything, but kind of.